Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Frickers for the AC All Access Show. Jeff Bowman with you here in place of Ian once again today. He's out in Connecticut this time chasing hockey. So you'll be able to hear him tonight at 7 o'clock, I think, his game starts tonight for hockey. So you'll be out there. And I'm here. Come on out. Stacy's enjoying the lunch specials. And don't forget, there's always an chicken chunks today is their deal. So come on out, enjoy what they have to offer here at Frickers, as they got all the TVs on with games as well. So enjoy the basketball games as the tournament is going on here at Frickers. There's a lot to enjoy here this afternoon. And we're going to start off this show today, the AC All Access Show, talking a little softball. Carson Fagelman in with us today. And Carson, a nice little chat before we got in the air. Welcome inside AC All Access Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, see, and we don't make you nervous. It's all fine. You know, I mean, you're a shortstop. You're leading the team in batting at .488. You're facing down pitchers that are throwing 65, 70 mile an hour. I lob softballs. So we make it easy for you.
There we go.
But can we talk a little bit from Antelope, California? I got to ask, was it Antelope High School?
It was Center High School in Antelope.
That's okay.
Antelope was our rival. I didn't go there.
Oh, is that right? Even though you grew up in Antelope, you went to a rival high school.
I did.
Well, hopefully Antelope. Were the Antelopes their mascot?
They were not the Antelope, funny enough. I know. Missed opportunity.
It is. What was yours? What was Central?
We were the Cougars.
The Cougars. Cougars. Yeah, if Antelope's not the Antelope, you shouldn't have gone there. That's a good choice.
Exactly.
Very good choice. Last year, all conference, all region. So, good for you.
Thank you.
So we talk a little bit about getting out here from Antelope, California. So that's Northern California.
Yep.
You went from there to Southern Michigan. So it's quite a trip. But you had your sister went to Saginaw Valley?
Yes, that's correct.
Did she play softball then?
She did play softball, yeah. She's a pitcher.
Okay, so you're a softball family?
We are a softball family. Parents played softball. Sister played softball. I played softball. Pretty much was born and raised at a softball field.
Okay. So you're the house in the neighborhood that on weekends they weren't out mowing, not taking care of the yard.
Yeah.
You were traveling to it.
We were in a tournament somewhere, yep.
I always see those little funny memes and stuff. But somebody's got a yard growing up and everything. It's like, yeah, because I'm a travel wall fan.
That was us.
That happens quite a bit. But this year, I know we talked about you don't know much about your stats. So I'm going to tell them to you.
Let's hear it.
.488 batting average. I'll take that.
That's pretty good.
Can you finish with a .488 batting? What was your average last year?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, .488. In 13 games, 20 hits, 15 runs scored, 7 ribbies, and 12 for 13 in stolen base attempts.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's very good. Hopefully you can keep up at that.
I sure hope so. That's the goal.
Only throwing out one. So do you pride yourself in that, in stealing?
I do. Last year that was kind of something that I strove for, was just kind of see how many stolen bases I could push, and
okay.
That's a similar goal for this year. So.
How many did you end up with?
I
had 30. Oh, there you go. Nice. And, you know, it's funny. I do Thursday mornings. I always do an athlete of the week from all the high school girls, guys. One of the things you always ask them, and it'll be interesting to see what you are, because as a senior, we always talk to them about what they still need to work on in their game before they get to that next level. Well, you're at that next level, and you're a senior. But what's one of the things, I look at all this and still you're having a great year. And again, named all conference, all region last year. But if you could look at your game still and go, what could I do a little bit better? What would that thing be?
Well, I think one of the things about softball is that it's a game that is constantly changing. Similarly, the things that we have to work on are also constantly changing. I think something that stays pretty consistent for me is just staying mentally strong, because half of the game is so mental. You know, it's a game of failure, and you have to be prepared to fail. You have to be okay with failing, but right. still keep that competitive edge. So I think that's something that I really try to work on every practice, every rep, is just keeping that mental toughness.
Because that's one thing to look at. I mean, 480, that's almost at 500. You know, I was a baseball guy, and you still look at that. If you're good at 300 batting average,
right.
you know, so you're getting out more than you're getting on.
Yeah.
And it is that mental thing. And we talked actually with Adrian Randall at the baseball team as being a DH as versus playing. How, if does he play better when he's playing or hit better when he's playing as opposed to being in the dugout? And so it's one of those sports, too, where you got to have a short memory.
I mean,
you have to, you know, you make an error somewhere or you strike out, you have to go back out and do a lot more. And that's one thing when you talk about mental toughness. Is that something that you, again, work hard at?
That is short-term memory is huge, and that is something that our coaches really preach to us, is that the goal when you play a game of failure is not perfection. And being successful means you have to have that short-term memory. So that is something that I work on, as well as my entire team really, really tries to accomplish.
Being a senior, being around, you like the leadership role, especially being a shortstop.
I do. I feel like I thrive in leadership roles. I think that's something that I've always been really proud of. It was the same way high school teams, travel teams, you know, and it's really easy to fill a leadership role when you're playing with people that you just genuinely like
right.
to be around.
It does make it easier. Because sometimes you can be a little tougher on people too when you have that mutual respect back and forth. When teams are a little bit fractured and you want to try to get on somebody, they take it the wrong way. So that is very true. If you have that real sense of community on a team, you can go both ways with that. You know, you can be hard on them and they'll understand it. And then you can also reap the praise on them, and they appreciate that as well.
Right. We all have that mutual respect for each other where we can hold each other accountable, and we know that it's only because we want each other to be better and we want the team to be better.
Well, and, you know, we talked a little bit about you here, but going to Indiana next year for law school. So I would think, too, that helps a little bit in the leadership, being able to talk and be able to work through things. If you want to be a lawyer, you probably are practicing that right now in the ball field.
Yes, yeah. The two, they complement each other very well. I think so weird to think that a college sport could prepare you for something like being a lawyer. You know, you look at those on paper and they don't look like they'd have much in common. But having a leadership role on this team and just honestly being part of a team in general really does prepare you for taking on something like law school.
So is law something that you've wanted to do for a long time?
Yeah, I've had this career goal freshman year of high school.
Oh, wow.
I decided I wanted to be a lawyer, and I'm stuck with that. So
good for you. Good for you. But again, you know, we talk about your sister being a Saginaw, but how did that translate Saginaw to Adrian, just because you wanted to be out here in the Midwest?
Yeah, I had come and visit her so many times. She's 4 years older than me, so she was a freshman in college. I was a freshman in high school. It kind of worked that way. And I fell in love with the way of life out here. The people are just amazing, so welcoming, so kind, no matter who you talk to. Like, I'll be in a grocery store and someone will just start talking to me in line. It's just such a sense of community wherever you are out here. And I knew that it was a place that I wanted to be.
Was Adrian, where was that in your choices of, I mean, did you look at quite a few other different ones before you decided on Adrian?
I did. I actually, when I decided I wanted to come to school in Michigan, made a list of every single university in Michigan and emailed every single coach. And Adrian was one at the top of my list. I loved the campus. I loved the culture. I loved everything it promoted. It just felt like home away from home.
That's awesome. I mean, that's great that you were able to find that spot. And again, as you said, we talked a little bit beforehand too, that you know, you want to end up back in Michigan. So is your sister still in the area, or does she go back the other way?
Yeah, she's back in California. She's practicing occupational therapy right now. Super proud of her. But I think that she I don't know if she wants to stay out there for good, but she's doing really well for herself right now.
So you guys started your trip 10-4 on the year, 8-2 in your trip to Florida over spring break. And the one thing about that, I'm looking at this notes here too, and we talked a little bit about it, where you guys ended up having three games in one day, triple-header, kind of like back in the travel days. And how did that come about? Was it rain out or something that made that happen?
Yeah, you know, our first day there, it was just a bizarre day. Weather kind of pushed games back and then canceled games and then rescheduled games. And at one point, we were in the middle of a game, our last game of the day, and the weather just wouldn't let us continue it. So that one ended up getting canceled. Lucky for us, we were able to schedule another game for another day, and we ended up playing a triple header. So
that'd be fun, though.
Felt like we were 13.
Had to be fun.
It was very fun.
So last weekend, you guys went down to Kentucky, 2-2, and then this week you open at home against Heidelberg. Hopefully, the knock on wood, the weather stays. You know, nice and sunny out there right now. It's a little bit chillier than you'd want, but for this time of year, it's not bad. So, are you looking forward to actually being at home for some home games now?
I'm so excited. I love when we get to play at home. You know, I love when we get to play in general, but playing at home is just a different feeling. You're surrounded by your people, your sense of community,
right.
And I think it gives us a sense of confidence that we have in away games, but it's different. Playing in a field you're familiar with,
right.
You know, it's the field we practice on. It makes a difference.
Yeah. So, who's some of the other leaders on the team this year that's going to make you guys successful?
I think we have a team full of strong leaders, honestly, anywhere you look. I think our senior class really did a good job of stepping up. I think after last year, honestly, everyone returning from last year has done a good job stepping up. You know, we saw what we could accomplish last year, and I think all of us came in very, very hungry and very willing to work hard and wanting to win this year. And I think that definitely shows in how we communicate with one another and how we lead on the field.
In your time here too, you've had just your second head coach. So is it right? You went through.
I was not here for the other one as a transfer student.
Oh, okay.
So I came in with Coach Fox actually.
Oh, okay.
We came in at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So where were you then before here?
I was at Saginaw Valley.
Oh, you went to Saginaw? Okay, so you started there.
Yes, I did.
Don't you? Okay, we missed that part of it in this chat. So you were up there too? Okay. All right. So now you came in with one coach.
Yes.
All right. Well, that makes a little bit of sense that you didn't have two coaches. But, again, this is it's fun being home. Where do you think you're going to be sitting? I know, you know, Trine's always looming out there for you guys. Who's your other big team that you really want to stamp on and say, we're going after them too?
You know, I think it's super hard to predict because any given day, anything can happen. Trine is always a big one for us, especially, you know, our coaches played at Trine.
Right.
So that kind of adds a competitive edge to it as well. A fun competitive edge,
right.
But competitive edge. I think Calvin is definitely one. You know, they knocked us out of the conference tournament last year, so I think we're all looking forward to getting another crack at them and just really going after them, show them how much we've grown since last season, and go after them. So I would say Calvin's a big one. I think we're all kind of looking forward to seeing them again.
Well, again, congrats on the 488 right now. So I'm going to be checking in on it and see where that thing stays up at there. But again, I appreciate your time, and hopefully you've got some good success and good luck this weekend finally at home.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. You're welcome. Once again, that's Carson Bigelman from the softball team here at Adrian College. And we're going to take a time out. We'll be back with more AC All Access Show from Frickers right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
What to do? You can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the National Championship of College Basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
And welcome back out to Frickers. As should have had you bring another mic. I guess two people are sitting in the mic there. But that's all right. No, it's sharing. Sharing is caring. Here today on All Access Radio Show. Again, Jeff Bowman with you here from Frickers. Come on out. TVs are on. Taps are flowing. Wings are cooking. So come on out and enjoy what's going on here at Frickers today. So it's time now. We go from the softball diamond to the ice, but not the ice that a lot of people think about when they talk about Adrian College. But we're talking about figure skating as we have Natalie Bruno and Megan Westfall. So good afternoon, ladies. So, Natalie, first off, because it says it first for you, so I'll talk to you. St. Louis, Missouri, and then Megan is from Canal Fulton, Ohio. That's a mouthful. So, how did both of you guys end up here at Adrian College? Natalie, we start with you. Now, with this, there is the difference, you know, because individual and team. So do a lot of people gravitate and do both, or are you kind of a little bit different that you do both of them?
I would say a good majority of us do both.
Okay.
To be figure skating, you have to do so.
Right.
So I think a lot of people can do both, but you don't have to.
Gotcha.
But it's very different.
Megan, you're from so where's Canal Fulton, Ohio?
I've got an hour and a half.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Kind of middle
number. Kind of middle number. Oh, like
Adrian. Yeah.
You're just out in the middle of nowhere. So how did you end up at Adrian?
So I grew up with a skating coach, so I grew up with a skating, and I became a med advisor, and I decided that I could go skiing and then also do pricing growth and skate for the season.
Okay. So I know both of you guys, because of the success of the team, that's probably a great choice for both of you to come here and be able to partake in the success. Again, their 10th consecutive Midwestern Conference title at Ohio State, which is a great thing to go anywhere. Anybody from Michigan to go to Ohio State and win something is fantastic.
Excellent.
So that's a good thing. And we were talking earlier. I don't know where, south of Cleveland. So were you a Buckeye?
I was not.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. And you being from St. Louis, I did not realize the Michigan Ohio State connection as much.
Oh,
well, perfect. Yeah, and but he's probably is he a Sparty though? So or, okay, so he's a Sparty down. That's okay. Yeah, but so again, he gets finished ahead of Trine, and I didn't realize has Trine had synchro for a while too.
Yeah, so Trine played for a synchro program I went to for 5 years ago. Yeah,
okay.
So they started synchro a while back with their super skating program, they're a little bit more experienced, but they have a lot of
success. Yeah. Well, I figured they would, because anything Adrian does, Trine comes up and does next. It's always, it seems like everything, right, Coach? Trine is always right behind Adrian in everything they try to do. So or the template in it for what they want to do. But so you're though with a Midwestern Conference. Who's part of that that you won 10 in a row besides Prime that we know of? So what are some of the other universities or colleges?
Yeah, so there's 29.
Okay. You don't have to mention them all.
No, definitely not going to mention them all.
Natalie was like, wait a minute here.
But those of us that qualified for national for Western and State, Prime.
Okay.
Some of those people like Ohio State, University of Michigan.
Okay. There's some good-sized schools, too. So, but it is. It's probably – how many – do you know how many schools across the U.S. have this? I mean, you know, it's not like a baseball program or, you know, basketball. So there probably are a lot less schools that offer it. Obviously, when you're looking at what school to choose from, you know, there wasn't as many out there.
I believe that Midwest has the most.
Okay. The Midwest is more of them. So, 12 first place individual finishes. So, for the people out there like me that don't completely understand the how this works, because I know, I mean, when you think of synchronized skating, it's all together, but yet you have the individuals as well. So, how does an event work then, as far as the team competition and the individual side of it?
Yeah, so when we compete, we will go out and compete by ourselves. And then how we skate, and then all the competition.
Okay. So how many get to compete then?
There are 30 starts.
Okay.
So 30 events that we take part in.
Okay. All right. So that is included then in the synchro side and the individuals then? So how does that?
So the team aspect in figure skating is that the figure skating is a team, and then the team are doing each person for themselves.
Okay.
But then once they get that one game in their division, then they get a number of points for how high they get.
Okay.
Obviously, first getting the most amount of points. And then each event that one of our team members competes in, we'll go into like a pool and you add up all at the end, and that's where the team aspect comes in.
Gotcha.
So all the points will be added up, and then the teams will be ranked like different teams.
Okay. All right. And the one thing about this too, and I don't know what to say, but you guys hosted your own ice show recently, so is that kind of neat to be able to do something at home finally?
Yeah, so that's kind of the one of the only opportunities we have to skate here in Adrian, and it's just kind of open to friends and general public.
Right. And one of the things you guys always do, I would say, too, that because of the success that you guys have, you get to go represent the U.S. at different events and stuff, too. That's kind of neat. How do those come about, and what's some of the coolest things you've been able to do as far as representing the U.S. In figure skating as well?
So unfortunately, our figure skating team doesn't go internationally.
Oh, didn't? Okay. The synchro. Okay, yeah.
But like from previous experience, we didn't make the U.S. team this year.
Okay.
But last year we were able to represent USA in Poland, which was a very exciting experience. But it's very cool being able to represent both Adrian College, but also represent
you. Yeah, that is kind of a neat opportunity that a lot of people don't get to do, you know, especially at the collegiate level. So, well, what's the, you know, against Western, who's your big rival? Is Trine like a big rival besides?
Yeah, it's been very tight the entire year of who's going to come out on top.
Okay. So how many events do you guys normally have in a year?
Yeah, so for figure skating, we do three competitions.
Okay.
And then, essentially, whoever wins two out of the three will win the conference.
Right.
So that's kind of what the competition is for this year. The other teams are a little bit further below, but
then
right up top.
Okay. So, yeah, well, that's a look. I mean, it was only 13 points higher than trying in that, so that's, in the grand scheme of things, 30 different events that you can start with. I mean, 13 points is not much. So throughout the whole event, was it pretty close, neck and neck the whole way, wondering who was going to come out on top?
I would say the first day is usually pretty, like, up in the air just because there's less events the first day.
Okay.
And it's always pretty, like, up in the air. And then once you get into day two, day three, is when you start using up both your stars. And then you kind of get more of a feeling of whether you're going to come out on top or not.
Okay.
But it's always very neck and neck, day two and three.
So it's a multiple day event then. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Our conference 3 days.
3 days. Okay. So that's, that's besides just, you know, the grueling side of that, it's just making sure you're up for 3 days. I mean, that's something that you've got to be at the top of your game, not just like, all right, we got to fight for today and then we're gone. You got three straight days where you.
Like an all day. Yeah, it's like a 7 a.m. to 6 or 7, like 10 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many times do you touch the ice during that time, typically?
It's pretty scattered throughout the day. Each competition kind of runs things differently.
Okay.
So different events will be on different days. But it's pretty scattered throughout the day. So you can't see usually have time to, like, go back to our hotel and have that rest time. So usually there's always someone, like, about to compete or going to compete in the next couple of hours. Yeah, so, like, the past competition, I skated once every day of those 3 days. But, like, the rest of my day was spent helping my teammates and cheering them on. So it's kind of just an all-day affair.
Yeah, so you're there a long time, and it's a long day. All right. Well, so you're Natalie, a junior, so you get another year left.
Yeah.
And then Megan, a senior, what are you going to be doing next year?
I'm going to medical school.
Okay, cool. Where at?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, all right. Well, you got options then.
Yes, I do.
There you go. Natalie, what are your plans?
Well, next year I'm planning on staying at Adrian College. And then after that, I am majoring in graphic design. So I want to go into, like, sports and, like, PR kind of prep.
Okay.
And plan is to either move to New York or Boston and hopefully continue skating.
Oh, perfect. Well, good for you. Well, again, ladies, congratulations on the success that you've had. And good luck to you at medical school. And you got another year left to try to win some hardware for the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Natalie Bruno, Megan Westfall from the figure skating team here at Adrian College. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more AC All Access Show from Frickers right here, 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the National Championship of College Basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hey, welcome back out to Frickers for the AC All Access Show. Jeff Bowen with you here today as Ian is up chasing the puck as he's going to be up in Connecticut with the hockey team tonight. So don't forget to tune in to that game tonight here on 96.5 at the Cave. Or 965thecave.com. Speaking of hockey, we've got some successful hockey here on both the ACHA women's D1 and men's D1 coming up next. But we're starting with the women as we have Allison Shaw with us right now, along with one of her coaches, Brian Carney. We'll talk to him next. He's not as important because he wasn't on the ice. Allison, welcome inside of the AC All Access Show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So you're an assistant captain and from Belle River, Ontario.
That's true.
Now, where's Belle River?
right near Windsor.
Okay, it's not too far away. Not far at all. So that's good. It's an easy trip for you. You get some people to come down and watch it in since it's pretty close.
Almost every game.
Nice. Well, as a hockey player from Canada, so you probably grew up playing a lot of hockey.
Somewhat, yeah. I was actually a figure skater.
Oh, were you? Okay. Figured it's you wanted to shoot the puck though instead of
I wanted to have a little more fun.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's a lot more fun than that, I would think. Especially if you're at the rink for 10 hours like they were talking about and skate once or twice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna be there you might as well do something, right? I don't blame you at all. But how did Adrian College come to fruition for you?
Probably because it was such a close to home school that I've been here before. As a kid, on tours, we played against our team.
Okay.
And it was during COVID, so it was just an accessible.
Right.
Accessible thing. And I just kind of falls into your lap a little bit.
Falls into your lap. But it is nice. I mean, one thing you talk about with a lot of different people from, coming into the campus here, the fact that is that having a rink right at home, you know, and not have a town rink and having everything on campus, that's got to make it real nice for you guys.
It does. Very well. Very short walk to the rink.
Well, and with so many teams and so much practice going on, it makes it a little easier for you to be able to schedule things too, right?
Yeah.
So, as a defenseman, what is the thing with you that is your best attribute?
I don't know. I call myself more of an offensive defenseman than a stay-at-home. So
okay.
That's a plus for me, for sure.
It's not as even though they say it's not as physical, it's very physical.
It is
still
very physical,
the women's side of it. I know, again, it's not supposed to be, but it obviously is. Do you like the physicality of it?
For sure I do. You still get away with some things, even though you're not technically allowed to be hitting people like that.
Well, but are they pretty liberal with some of the stuff? You get to do a little more? I mean, some officials.
There's some people who let things go.
Yeah. We're going to have to split it. We're trying to do something. We got two people, so we're trying to do two things out here at once. But, no, that's okay. That's okay. So, again, first time in program history, national champ.
That was crazy.
When you came here, did you think that was an option?
I didn't know much about the league, honestly, when I came here. But after freshman year, after my first time at nationals, I knew it was far reach, but it was definitely doable.
Yeah. So, again, you beat Arizona State, then U of M Dearborn, which is close, Midland, and then Minot State, and then in the championship to win the national title. It was down in St. Louis, so you guys were 36-2. That'd be 36-2, not 36.
Yeah.
30 wins, 6 losses, 2 ties. Let's say it that way so I know what I sound like I'm talking about. That's a pretty good record for you guys. You know, you had 14 goals, 27 assists. So you led the nation in points for a defenseman.
I did.
That's pretty good. Well, so you like, you don't run around back much on the other side.
No, I like
skateboard. Skateboard too, isn't it? Yeah, I don't blame you. I'd be the same way. But it is, so you like start rushes and then figure if I'm carrying the puck up, I might as well go all the way. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do with that. But again, got a hat trick against U of M Dearborn, so that's nice. Again, this is what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. So you got another year of playing here. One more year. Now, and maybe this is a question for coach stuff. Now, do you guys do COVID year and stuff for club, or is that?
I don't have a COVID year because I came the year after COVID. So
okay.
You get 5 years if you want.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. So you still got a little bit of time left. So what are you studying here?
Criminal justice.
Okay.
Policing.
Policing. All right. Is that something that you've wanted to do for a while?
Yeah.
With criminal justice, wanted to go into that side of it?
Yeah, I'm in the law enforcement track for sure. I don't know exactly what way, but that's what I'm aiming towards.
Okay. It was interesting. We were actually, we did things there earlier at a career day today, and one of the people there, they had Secret Service was actually there.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of an interesting. You probably can't do that, then.
No. Not in this country.
Not in this country. I forgot. You don't hold the same status over here as somebody else. So you would be definitely very secret and undercover if you were not at all. Not at all. Well, so talk about the year a little bit and when you guys really kind of realized that this was going to be a special team.
Honestly, I think we knew it from the start. It was like any team, no 30, it's like 36 games this year. We had our ups and downs, more than 36.
38.
We had our ups and downs. We had a few weekends where we had to come together a little bit more, but we always came out of those weekends and like positive. And we all had faith in each other starting last week in St. Louis.
Do they have a nice little place down there? Was it good for you to go that way?
It is. It's a nice facility down there for sure. We did a good job.
Well, I'm gonna try it just 2 seconds and unhook something so that way both you guys can talk at the same time because I want to hear from both of you. Gonna go. Great radio right now. All right. You should be able to talk, too.
Check.
Yes, as we have Coach Brian Kearney with us at the same time. So now we can chat a little bit. So that way, he had to keep his mouth quiet and couldn't talk bad about you. All. Is that what it is? Coach, you're assistant coach with the women's D1 program from Staten Island. And now, how did you get there?
I graduated from the University of New Haven prior to graduation. And then after graduation, found this listing kind of as a track to get into coaching, as well as a graduate assistantship program.
Right.
Just doing my resume. The coach at the time, Hannah Griffin, really liked the conversation that we had, and now I'm here 2 years later.
Perfect. Well, again, welcome to Adrian.
Thank you. Or,
as that goes. But, you know, it is a great team. You know, and Allison was just talking about some of those weekends that were a little bit tough. What did you guys do as coaches, or how did you guys kind of maybe right the ship when some of those weekends didn't go right?
I think we always felt that those weekends that we had were because of things we could improve on. So my head coach and I, our head coach, Carter Clark, would go back, review the games, see what kind of went wrong, what we could improve on, and then bring that information up to the team. And then from there, they took that and ran with it. We could probably look back to only about 2 or 3 weekends that we had where we thought, hey, we really need to look in the mirror here and figure out how we can go forward best. And then after those, that we did. You know, it's a roller coaster. It's ups and downs, and we hit the ups at the right time.
But a pretty good team of, when you talk about that, of listening and being able to, absolutely, when you know, to convey that, yeah, message. And, you know, once you figure it out, and then you still got to tell them, and then they have to adjust and make those changes happen.
We can only give them the information.
Right.
You know, they're going to have to want to make the improvement as well. And this is a very special group that every time we did come to them, wanted that improvement and wanted to be the best that they could.
And being, you know, Allison as an assistant captain, that's something kind of falls on your shoulders a little bit too, to be able to make sure what the coaches are saying is going to work.
For sure. That was always our message. Captain over there, too. You have to want it more. You have to want to do the things the right way to come out on top.
And do you like that leadership role?
For sure. Definitely do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. You have to, I guess. You know, if you want to be successful in that, that's one thing you need to do. That's for darn sure. But again, so here's the thing, though. I'm just looking through some of the stuff. So you hit 100 career points.
I did. Just this past week.
Wow. So for a defenseman, that's really good. And then the other cool stat that I'm reading through, and we'll talk with the other guys coming up next, too, but first time since 2010 that D1 in women's D1 and men's D1 both won championships. So it's nice to be able to have those trophies the same place.
Definitely.
Now they did it first, right? I mean, what, did they played the weekend before before you guys?
They won on the Tuesday, and we were there at the game. That was their first
day. Nice. That was kind of cool. Then we were able to get to watch and celebrate. Yeah. That's real neat as well. But again, so law enforcement. Again, you're talking about that. So do you want to like a state police job, or you're looking at different levels, or what are your hoping?
Back in Santa Fe, probably be Ontario Police.
Right. They wear the red coats. Get red coats.
The
Mounties.
Yeah.
See, I got a little bit of my Canadian just to know what's going on. You don't want to ride in horse to the Mounted Police?
That would be something different. Yeah.
You could pack your stick with you.
I know a few of them, actually.
Yeah. See, those red coats might look good one of them.
Maybe.
You just never know.
That's
right. That's a hat.
No, she's more probably blonde.
I'm married to a redhead, so I would not consider you much of that.
I wouldn't. It's an ongoing joke.
It's an ongoing joke? Yeah. Okay. All right. So the black and gold, for any of them, don't go good with the red then?
Allison needs to know.
Well, there you go. That's good then. That's good. Brian, so is this team, how many have we got coming back for next year, or what are we losing, and what are your thoughts?
We're losing two next year.
Okay.
We have two graduating seniors, our goaltender Chloe Burt, going down to chiropractic school in St. Louis, and then Katta Goodwin is achieving her degree in May as well. Kenna might still be a little bit on the fence, but we're figuring that out with her. And like Alf mentioned before, you know, there is a fifth-year option if you decide to come back to grad school. So that's something that she's kind of weighing on her own. But when you look at the roster, it is all girls that won this championship come back next year, San Jose too.
Now, does that make it a little hard to recruit, though, knowing what you have? I mean, to bring in because of playing time and things like that, that everybody kind of wants to come in and play.
Of course. It's kind of double-sided, where there aren't many holes to fill this year. You know, obviously, only graduating two. But having such an important core, it's not exactly something we want to say, how can I shake this up?
Right.
Ultimately, we want to be the best team that we can be. And I think just figuring out how to go about filling what we're losing in the most beneficial way possible, while also increasing the value of the girls that we have now, is the biggest goal that we have.
Well, again, a very successful season. National champion. Well, maybe one of you guys to bring the trophies. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Next time. Next time. You can bring next year.
Yeah.
See? You remember that. Remember that, Brian. When you come back next year, you have to bring the trophy with
you. That's our motivation.
There you go. Next year, you have to bring the trophy with you. But again, Allison, we appreciate your time and good luck. Now, do you play in the off season at all anywhere?
Yeah, I play at home sometimes.
Okay.
I'm a little kid. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you. And what are your thoughts on how long you're going to be here?
You know, that kind of depends on a lot of different things. But like you mentioned before, I am from New York. I'll just be home for the summer and then figure out things from there.
Okay, perfect. Well, once again, Allison Shaw and Brian Kearney, the assistant coach from the ACHA Women's D1 National Champion Hockey Team. So congratulations. That's a cool thing to say. That's a very cool thing to say. All right, well, again, congrats and good luck to both of you guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the AC All Access show here from Frickers, and we'll take a timeout, and we'll be back talking a little men's D1 hockey right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at adrianbulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back out to Frickers. It's Jeff Bowman with you here on the AC All Access Show. And we were talking with Coach Rainey in there, so I didn't get a correct pronunciation of the name. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Noah.
Hi, I'm Noah DeCotney.
DeCotney, okay. That should be that way.
Yeah, silent G.
Yeah. Yeah, Noah DeCotney. Okay, perfect. You're a junior goalie on the team, and Doug Raymond, the associate head coach. Welcome in, guys.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I was just telling her, you guys didn't bring a trophy either. No one bring a trophy?
Who's got it right now, Dico? Actually sitting on our kitchen table right now at our house. So
there you go.
If I would have got the heads up, I could have brought it.
Yeah. Well, and we just pulled down next year.
Exactly.
So that's a goal.
Yeah.
But you got to do it again. So next year you can bring the trophy to the radio.
Oh yeah,
you can go. So you're from Calgary.
Yeah,
Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary.
That's not just like an hour drive. No, it's
27. Yeah, it's long haul for someone to go in. But pretty,
So how many times have you made that drive?
I made it twice my freshman year down and back. Made it once my sophomore year down, and then this year I go down. So I did that back. So that's five now.
Yeah.
27. Yeah.
You get the drive, Jack.
I got an easy drive. I got it made. He goes putting a lot of kilometers on the car.
No kid.
So, yeah, I'm fortunate for sure.
Now, do you go up and over, or do you go through the state?
I go usually the first stop from like. Probably in Minnesota, Minneapolis area. Then I go up to Manitoba.
Okay.
Across from there. But when I go back to first, we stopped in Jamestown for 14 hours, and then we stopped in Calgary to get a 14 hours there. Get it in 2 days here. We're determined to get back. So,
yeah. Man, that's, yeah. So being that, you know, I always ask everybody, how do they get to Adrian College? So from Calgary, how does Adrian College fit into that?
I just finished my 20-year-old year of junior hockey and had no real idea what I was going to be in the fall. And got a phone call from Gary. I knew that he came down 10 a couple weeks before. And he, I guess he turned it over to Gary and they reached out and started to sit down here.
Now, were you playing juniors up in Calgary or were
I was playing in Invermere, but it's going to be a small town. Population probably 10,000 people, beautiful lake town.
It's hard to leave sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. But with just the whole pandemic going on, shut down the season, the big season that year definitely sucked, but it's still the time for out there to be all the time. Maybe you could go ice fishing on you.
I guess if you're going to be stuck in a pandemic, that's probably not a bad place to be.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of time on that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. And now, your fourth year in C with Adrian. Did you play here? And you graduated from AC. Did you play as well?
Yeah, I played here. I was a part of those gold Division III hockey teams that were a part of the three-peat national championships. So, you know, I had a great opportunity. I've known Gary for a very long time. We played junior hockey together. So he's been trying to get me to come back. And the pandemic came along, and I was coaching in Canada. And gave me a call and said, hey, you want to jump on board? And more than happy to come. So, yeah, 4 years goes in the blink of an eye, let me tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, one thing, you know, with you, and talk a little bit before with some of the ACHA, you know, different from the NCAA as far as some of the things going in. the recruitment in that. How does it work? And especially, I guess, Noah, you can speak to that as well. You know, where it's technically club, but anyway, in Adrian, it's a little bit different compared to some club teams. But as far as the D3 hockey and that, recruiting that, I mean, as far as that goes, do you have some pushback from guys saying, no, it's a club team? How do you get over that hump to say, it's club, but it's not?
Yeah, you know, we obviously don't use the term club at all.
Right.
We're a fully funded program. You know, our guys are treated just like any other NCAA program. So for us, like, obviously having a state-of-the-art rink on campus goes a long way. And then obviously the tradition that we, you know, set with our culture and just the whole aspect of, you know, winning year in and year out, like, we've been a, you know, proven model of that. So I think recruiting, like, we have all the right pieces in place. We have a lot of support from the administration staff. And I think for us, like, as coaches, it makes it that much easier for recruiting.
Was that something you had to get over, the fact that it was, you know, not the Division 3, 2, 1 hockey program? Or, you know, I guess maybe coming from Canada, that doesn't matter as much at all.
The university didn't matter all that much. Like, I talked with a couple of NCAA Division 3 teams in the middle of the time. College hockey is fun. Winning is fun.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'd rather stay on the best top team in the country, basically, stay on the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess, you know, especially, again, where you're treated here compared to some other places. You know, I remember quite a few years ago, a guy, and his kid played somewhere. And, you know, they played at a community rink, and they had to practice at, you know, midnight and stuff, because that's the only time they can get on the ice. You know, when you're that kind of a situation, I can see it gets to be not fun being part of your college, you know, everything you're doing with it. We're here, you're on campus, you got your crowd, the guys come and watch them, you know. So it's just like being part of any of the teams. Do you see that from some of the other teams to play against, that maybe where it is more of a club status?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's times where we'll see we'll play up Grand Rapids, sometimes we'll play a game after a high school game. We'll have solo clubs for high school when it comes to our game. There's a couple pairings, maybe those statues are statues, but they we count, we can see one. So it's definitely a big difference. We go on the road and play.
You gotta watch what you're saying there, like that, too, because when there's no crowd in there, you can hear everything, can't you?
Exactly.
Especially for the coaches.
Yeah, no, and just to add on what Nico said, like, we've made a tradition to play on Thursday nights, which is college night for us at the rink, and, you know, those that are of age, Dollar Beer Night up top. So we have really good support. We have a tradition with the Wild Warriors up top, which is like a little fan club of ours. And we're playing a top 10 team in the nation. Like, the place is rowdy for sure.
Now, do you hear that, as I mean, from the coaching staff inside, from opponents of that going, this is crazy compared to what we did. And
yeah,
probably you guys on the ice as well.
I got a couple of buddies back home in the summer. They're like, holy smokes, what is that up there? I've got buddies on Dearborn going, it's brutal to play you guys on Thursday night because it's just church. City getting me down there. They're pulling up Instagrams, pulling up girlfriends, sisters. Like, they're ruthless up there. So it's definitely a good advantage that we have.
Yeah, no, just to touch on that, like, I remember a few years ago when we were playing maybe U of M Dearborn, and their coach called a timeout, literally couldn't relay the message to the team because he was just getting berated up top in the Wild Warriors. And, you know, that's just such a, you know, advantageous home ice for us, and, you know, we're grateful for that.
Yeah, because that's a neat thing to be able to have. So, again, looking back at your run, meet Calvin, that's a, you know, close team, Liberty, and then Ohio, UNLV in the championship, again, to win the title. And you guys have 34 wins, 5 losses on the year. And you, 22-5, 1.75 goals against, 9.4 save percentage, 5 shutouts. And that's a pretty good year for you.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Boys, that's been fun to make for me. You know, so those guys, those numbers on.
Now, does it make it harder to get really on somebody? I mean, you know, look at, you know, some of these scores aren't bad. They're a little bit not, you know, real far apart, but when there's those times where you don't get a lot of shots, concentrating and making sure you're still in the game when you're beating up somebody and you're going, you know, you're not getting peppered at all, and it's like, wait a minute, all of a sudden you got to be ready for a shot.
Yeah, definitely learning to play some of the games. I think I've had more games with less than 10 shots than I have with full 20 shots, so it's crazy, like, staying dialed and stuff like that, but it all just comes to preparation for the game. You got to be playing hockey for the month. I kind of learned what helps me keep sick and helps keep me focused and engaged some nights. So
you got one more year left here. You got one to play, or are you going to play two?
I got one more left to play, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a teacher's ed major, and it doesn't really work out for me to come to the national practice
right
in Canada, and the whole board or teacher situation. I have to have a lot of in-person classes, which teacher's ed program doesn't even offer, so I'll do one more year.
Okay. So you're gonna, do you want to, like, coach and teach up there? Is that what you're...
Teach for sure. I coach maybe. I don't think I'm a very good coach as a boy. I know the game a little well, but not as well.
Everybody needs a nice goalie coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so she talks to something. Yeah. I don't know. that'd be a lot of fun.
What do you want to teach?
So my major is elementary education. I'm more so focused on upper elementary, so grade 6. Someone probably the best. So that's what it's at.
And it's pretty cool. Like, I can't remember which game, but, you know, Deco had his whole entire third grade class, right?
Yeah, we
came and supported him. I had pictures of him. Well, he was awesome.
It was earlier in the year, Ohio came to us. I think it was October or November. It was in us, and we had a deal with Miss Mahoney's third grade class at Elementary Math and Elementary to help with Jim Mahoney and Barb Pence, you know, set up tickets for all the kids and their parents to come watch. And I think the entire class for sure came out. They had signs. There's a lot of other engaging local youth schools and stuff like that out there. It's always very fun.
That's cool. That's a neat thing. That's to be able to let those guys and the kids see you in a different light than you know, a guy walking around the classroom with a different accent and actually what he's like on the ice, what he's really in the States to do. But that's fun though. That's a neat thing. And again, so have you always played goalie?
I think I started when I was 10 or something, second to Adam. Like, back home, you play like 10 minutes, 2 years novice, and then your first year Adam is when you make that switch, either your goalie or your play, and that's when I started. So I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah.
Timber, it's
pretty good donut, too, in Canada.
Many
recruiting trips stopping at Timmy Ho's over there.
So. Yeah. Hey, well, that's, you know, right across the street.
Not the same, but it's close.
Yeah, it's not. But, you know, it's coffee. But, well, again, Noah, we appreciate that your time with us today and Coach. So are you going to stay here for a little while coaching then still?
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is home to me. You know, I've been so fortunate coming back, and it just starts from the top with President Docking and, you know, our athletic director, Craig Rainey. And, you know, to be able to coach with my good friend, Gary Estalos, who I've known for quite some time. And so, you know, it's gratifying. But, you know, I'm just so happy to be around these guys. Like, this guy next to me is, you know, our horse. And, you know, happy for guys like this that just do things the right way and, you know, put a smile on their face each and every day and, you know, get after it. So, very grateful to be here and looking forward to the years to come.
Well, especially, I mean, you need to look at probably not a lot of colleges out there support the ACU CHIP programs like Adrian College is.
Yeah, no, very supportive. And, you know, I think I would be remiss not to mention just the alumni in the program that, you know, sent us videos, past players, just, you know, going into the national tournament, wishing us luck, and just kind of added more motivation going into the tournament. And, you know, anytime you got the support from, you know, guys that, you know, put in their blood, sweat, and tears each and every year, you know, for 4 or 5 years within our program, like, it just makes you want to go out there and, you know, do a lot more.
Minute left, but it was kind of cool just talking with Allison as well, that the girls were there when you guys won it. That's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We had both Allison team, D1 team, and D2 team there as well, both in town. It's very cool to get some loud support there in that final game.
Yeah, that's got to be nice to be there and not having being able to have the home support with you.
Yeah.
Once again, Noah Scott,
Cotney.
Cotney. Yeah. Cotney. And Doug Raymond, coach from the D1 national champ. Awesome. That's a great thing to say. Again, appreciate you guys in here and continued success.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks so much, Adam.
All right.
Yep, thanks so much.
And that's going to do it for Jeff Bowman here, Stacy, along with John Kane back at the station for the AC All Access Show here from Fricker. Thanks again. And tune in tonight. Make sure you're listening to Ian as he's got the Bulldogs hockey here tonight, 96 by the Cave, 96bythecave.com.